What's up, guys? Nicholas here, and today on the Tech News Podcast, we're going to be listening, or not listening to, we're going to be talking about NCIX, Razer, Tesla, of course, why not? They're always in the news. Smart luggage, of all things, and new MacBook. Not, like, actually going to happen, but the designer. So, let's see what happens. In 30 seconds. I couldn't wait, so it's gonna be 20 seconds. So, really, the big thing has been Razer's phone currently, just because Razer has a good phone. They pushed it out. It's just, it's lacking some stuff on the software, like, including the camera. This article is from Android Central, and it's, like, it's lacking everything, including the camera. And this phone's been out for 3 months. But, like, I wonder why it took them so long now to just push an update or whatever just for the camera. But you would most likely, if you didn't get this update for some reason, you would have to go get, like, a separate third-party camera app, which most people aren't even happy about having to go get by themselves. So that's always fun. But it's been weird because Razer built this amazing phone, but it's just been lacking a few features here and there. But Android Central took the phone apart, and it's got everything that the latest Samsungs have and such, just with a cheaper price tag. And most people don't enjoy Razer products for some reason, but that's just weird. If it's up to me, I would get a Razer phone, most likely. But that would be my first Android phone. I don't know if I could deal with that at all. But really, why not? Let's talk about smart luggage. According to Forbes, American Airlines announced that it's not going to accept smart luggage. Which just means, like, smart luggage has been able so you can move it through your phone, or it's going to be locked and protected via your phone, or like MotoBag created the first motorized rideable luggage, and they're not going to allow that. So they're not going to allow it, but I understand why. It's only because of the batteries used in each used to power each unit. So that's really going to be it. And the batteries are lithium ion, so, like, stuff happens, they get heated up too much, they may explode for no reason. So, but if you, at least to me, from just a common day person, you're looking at this, you see, lithium ion batteries are also used in laptops, computers, tablets, power banks, and mostly used at the top up phones. And so, like, what's wrong with having the smart luggage whenever you have a laptop that could explode and cause the jet to, like, whatever? But I guess it's because it's easier to extinguish a fire on board, like, you're in the cabin with everybody else. But in the luggage hold, it's pressurized and people are down, like, there's not a person down there. So I could understand that, like, why this wouldn't happen. But, like, according to Tom Percheri, co-founder and CEO of Blue Smart, tells them that they are completely compliant with DOT and FFA and law requirements as the product is built the way ours is. So, like, they provide all the technical documentation and the DOT request interpretation as needed. So, like, they give the government what they want to use, but they won't let, for some reason, at least American Airlines won't let you bring this fancy rideable luggage unless you put it in the, like, carry-on overhead. But then you also gotta lift it up, like, so I can understand where they aren't happy about it, but it doesn't make any sense that they take it out on just people who have the money to get smart luggage. Like, they'll eventually, everything will eventually be smart when you think of it. There's always self-driving cars, Amazon Alexa, Amazon Echo. Like, why let all this other stuff happen? That's just so weird. What else? NCIX files for bankruptcy after closing all its retail stores. This article is from TechSpot. It has reached an impasse, commonly known as NCIX. NCIX, the hardware and software retailer, has officially filed for bankruptcy in Vancouver, Canada. But whenever you think of it, I get it's up in Canada and such, but you could buy stuff down here in the U.S. Like, they would ship it, because they have stores down here. Like, they used to have warehouses and stuff down here. So I understand where that's coming from, but, like, they would have had small bankruptcy and such, like, earlier in June and March and such. But they had a supreme bankruptcy in the Vancouver Law Courts December 1st. And, oh, where is it? In the Wayne show that Linus Tech Tips hosts and such, Linus Sebastian and Luke Laferrin, or I'm butchering that, literally used to work there. They used to run their NCIX Tech Tips. So, like, whatever you wanted to see, they would review it and unbox it and do all this other stuff. But nobody, at least according to TechSpot, where exactly NCIX went wrong is still open to debate. But I also, you also gotta think of it, they had competition from Newegg, Amazon, Tiger Direct. Like, they had all sorts of people that, like, were fighting to get the, like, online computer store. And I honestly personally didn't know about NCIX until I started watching Linus Tech Tips. That's honestly where I started to learn, oh, NCIX is the Canadian version of blah, 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 blah. Like, I had no idea about it until I actually started going through it. Now, switching the topic, Apple head designer Johnny Ive says he hears your MacBook criticism. Like, okay, this is from Business Insider. Supposedly, here are their complaints that they have. The touchscreen integration into the keyboard. The touch bar is an expensive gimmick. The keyboard is too prone to breaking and does not feel good to type on. They only use USB-C ports, which carries a wide range of adapters and dongles. The MacBook laptops are underpowered compared to similar Windows PCs. Windows has abandoned its elegant magnetic breakaway chargers, also known as MagSafe, for more conventional smartphone-style charge port. Okay, I understand that, but why would a person honestly complain about that whenever they're the ones going to go buy, oh, there's this new laptop, I'm going to go get it just because it's the latest and greatest from Apple. At least for me. Like, just, like, honestly, for a $1,200 MacBook Pro, I could have gotten a brand new entire computer for the same, like, same price and probably outperformed the MacBook. So, at least to me, that makes no sense why. I get it has the whole Mac OS, you get Windows Final Cut, whatever. Like, I understand that, but, like, why go spend the money on chargers and dongles and such that until once there's a new USB out, oh, all those dongles and such have to be replaced. So it's just weird, and it's weird. But something I didn't tell you about, there's supposedly, forget the S9 or SX, Samsung is creating a smartphone to the end, the bezel war, for once and all. So, supposedly, they're not going to have, it's supposedly, it's 180 degrees of bezel, supposedly. Benjamin Geskin tweeted on Twitter a picture of the S9, supposedly. And it's, okay, so there's a screen all the way to the bottom, besides probably a less than a centimeter of bezel. And there's less than a centimeter at the top. So, like, it doesn't look like a bad phone, and it's still wrapped, like, the edges and everything else, but I don't know, honestly, who would buy that. Because it's probably going to come at the hefty price tag that the iPhone X came at. And most people like iPhones better than they do Samsungs. But me being an Apple person for my entire life really can't speak, because I only have ever used Apple products. So, it's weird. And so, let's just say, it's not, supposedly, the Galaxy X, which was supposed to be the iPhone X's rival, it's supposed to be the bezel-less phone that can be folded, like you've seen demonstrations and such on YouTube and such. So, it's weird. This is from the Inquisitor. Mercedes dismantled a Tesla Model X ahead of their own electric SUV launch. Was it a shady move? Supposedly, Mercedes didn't buy the Tesla Model X. They just benchmarked it. So, like, why would they benchmark it when there's all sorts of reports from Cars and, like, Cars Incorporated, Cars the Magazine, Tesla themselves, because they have to give spec sheets to the government and such. So, it's weird. But Mercedes took, like, a person took a picture of the Model X. Literally, what they did was tear apart the front chassis, from what I can see. Tore apart the doors, like, took them off. Like, broke the glass in the back of the Model X. Like, they're just tearing the car apart. So, it's just, supposedly, it will last, supposedly it will have a range of 310 miles. But the US EPA rating will most likely be closer to 250 miles. So, I don't know. I say the Model X and everything else, the batteries are getting better. Everything will improve, so you don't have this certain, like, oh, we can only go 90 miles in this car until we charge it for 4 hours. So, it sort of just depends on if you want to take the risk of buying an electric car or two. So, I wonder, that's why Mercedes was testing it, to actually see if their battery was bigger than Tesla's miles-wise. So, that's it, guys, for the Tech Media Podcast. I will see you very soon. Thank you, and have a good day.